Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And unfortunately, again this month, I wasn't really able to get an interview, so I'm probably going to change things up a bit, and I'll prayerfully look into it, and I'll probably mention it next week when I do the news/announcement episode. But what I'm almost thinking is having the 1/2 weeks for when there's a fifth week of just kind of what I would call unscripted, which could include or be an interview if I manage to be able to line one up. But otherwise, it will just be me sharing what's on my mind. And I know last Friday at the prayer breakfast, I brought up a concept, and one of the other guys was actually wanted me to kind of write it down for him, but to explain out, and I'll probably write it down in the notes so I could hand it to him as well, but also so he could just kind of have more of an auditory way of hearing, and also so everyone else can kind of hear my thoughts on the subject. And that was, if you watched the Table Talk video for, it was February 16th, it actually went up February 21st on our YouTube channel. It's episode 127 of Table Talk on the Becoming God's Man channel. One thing I had brought up was this concept of Lot's wife, and everyone always speculates as to when Lot was leaving Sodom and Gomorrah at the urging of the angels and was told not to look back. Lot's wife looked back, turned into a pillar of salt. And a lot of people always speculate as to why she turned around, why she looked back. And one thing that really just came to my mind one time when I heard someone kind of preaching on the whole Sodom and Gomorrah story is this is pretty much, if not the only time in the Bible, the first time we actually encounter the concept that Lot was married. All before this, Lot's wife is never mentioned. It's not until you have no hint that he even has a wife until you hear him urging the men of Sodom and Gomorrah to take his two daughters who have never known a man. That's the first indication you have of Lot actually of having been married. And when you look at timelines, this was taking place about 12 to 13 years after Ishmael was born. Ishmael was born after Abraham rescued Lot, when you had that fighting between 5 kings and 4 kings, where Sodom and Gomorrah was overthrown and Lot was captured and taken off. All that happened about 12 to 13 years prior before this. In that culture, usually by the time the girls were having, basically in the Bible it would say the way of the women, that's usually about when they started to get married off. The fact that his daughters hadn't been married off yet indicates to me kind of the concept that there's a possibility Lot didn't meet his wife until he actually settled in the area of Sodom and Gomorrah. So then when you start looking at this concept of Lot having to flee Sodom and Gomorrah as it's going to face destruction, and he was told it was going to be destroyed and not to look back, and that's why he was urged to have to leave with his wife, his kids, if he had any sons-in-laws, basically if there are men that his daughters already pledged to urge them to leave because they were going to destroy the cities. And so then if you look at this concept of the possibility of Lot's wife being from Sodom and Gomorrah, her entire family, everything she knew, was about to be destroyed. And on top, and to really kind of drive things home, and it was kind of a passage in the daily, I listened to a podcast for the English Standard Bible, where it goes through the Bible and basically does the Bible reading through the entire Bible in a year. And last year I did chronologically. This year I'm not doing chronologically because when the chronological one got to the New Testament, it just kind of, every day when it was going through the Gospels, it sounded like it just kept repeating itself, because the Synoptic Gospels, three of them, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, often share the same story, maybe worded a little differently, from a slightly different perspective. But that's also kind of just another thing. But today's reading, where it does, like, this year I'm doing the one where it does a little bit from the Old Testament, a little bit from the New Testament, some from the Psalms. And today's reading from the New Testament included one of the times where Jesus said to the crowd that you need to hate, that basically if you don't hate your family, hate your mother and father, even hate your life, you can't follow him. When you look at the story of Lot's wife with the perspective that of the possibility of her being from Sodom and Gomorrah and being told that everything you have is going to be destroyed because they're too far gone, it kind of brings a whole new meaning to that concept of hating, of in order to love God, being able to really hate your family, hate your friends. It's that concept of really knowing when to kind of cut your losses with those who around you who are possibly bringing you down, trying to draw you away from Christ. And that's really what I feel is being reached, especially with Christ's word, is it's not that, I mean, yeah, it's to say all of your focus should be on Christ, but a lot of times it's these other things that we're told to hate. That's because it's drawing us away. And at the prayer breakfast, it basically had come up because the guy was talking about how he's finding more genuine friendship with non-believers than he was with believers. But a lot of times, again, that friendship could be a tool of Satan to just draw you away from God, and you just really need to, unlike Lot's wife, know to cut your ties. I mean, that's not to say you don't pray for them and all that, and pray that they'll have a change of heart, but know that in certain circumstances you just need to kind of, as I said, cut your losses and just give it all to God. And I guess that's pretty much where I'll leave it here for this week. And as I said, I'm prayerfully considering just kind of doing this kind of unscripted, because most of everything else I do, I kind of have notes written out as to what I want to say. This is just more off the top of my head, kind of raw, but as I said, I'm thinking of possibly doing this. I'll probably try to consider switching weeks around where I have the first week still being news. I said I'll go through this next week too when I do the news slash announcements episode, but the week of news, the story from kind of church history type story, which this next month we'll finish up with Charles Spurgeon, but instead of doing the more preaching type Bible study episode right after that, I'll probably do one of these unscripted, and then that fourth week do the Bible study episode, and then if we have a fifth week, do another unscripted or interview if I have it for one of the two unscripted weeks. So, again, this is Chuck Groover, and that's God at Work. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.